Well, welcome to our young disciples who are in the church with us, and any young disciples listening to us on the radio, and all those who are young at heart hearing this message. So, I'm here with my daughter, Jessie, and today we are going to talk about the chrismon symbol of the Celtic cross. So, this is the cross that hangs in the center, has the flared ends, and often Celtic crosses would be decorated in different kinds of neat patterns. And so this is a cross that was popularized from Ireland and from England and parts of Scotland. And Jessie, you have ancestors on my side who came from Ireland and England and Scotland and Northern Ireland, right? So a long, 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 long time ago, the people who settled this area were called Celts. And this is the Celtic cross. So on this chrismon, Christmas tree, it's a pretty special Christmas tree. What's different about that tree from our tree at home?
There are like crosses everywhere.
Okay. What else?
And the crown is on the top of the tree. Right. We have a mouse and a spider.
So you're right. We have a tradition of a Christmas spider, and we have a little mouse that sits on top of our tree, right? And they're all uniform, all kind of similar, white and gold. It's a very pretty tree, right? Well, so when we think about the Celts, we want to think of, a lot of people will think about Stonehenge. So this is kind of in central part of England. Those are massive stones that stick up out of the ground, right? And believe it or not, that was built 3,000 years before Christ. 3,000 years. That's 5,000 years old. That's a long time, right? Yeah. That's right. And there's a lot of mystery about the Celts. What we do know is that these stones that seem just like a strange ruin to us actually were able to track the movement of the stars and planets at night. And they were able to set their calendars very accurately based on this. And that was 5,000 years ago. So I used to tell my friends that this was a very special place because I figured I must have some ancient Celt, right? And I would tell my friends this is a special place for me because one, the most important date on Stonehenge is June 21st. And that's my birthday, June 21st. So that's the longest day of the year, and trust me, it was a very long day for my mom as well. Now, this, I used to brag to my friends that, you see, if I was born back with the ancient Celts, I probably would have been a priest or somebody real important in the village, right? Yeah, right. So your mom and I, when we went on our honeymoon 20 years ago, we went to Stonehenge, and they had just found that there were a bunch of graves around that area of Stonehenge. So it looks like I wouldn't have been a priest, but I might have been sacrificed. So be careful what you brag about. So the Celtic cross has our ancient design on the outside of it often, and often it has a circle to remind us of eternal life. So in the ancient land of the Celts, things sometimes got pretty rough, right? They were searching for new wisdom and searching for a way, but they were kind of in the wilderness, right? They didn't know a true way until Christianity was introduced to our ancestors many, 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 many years ago. So I like the Celtic cross to remind us of old ways made new. So maybe that's the way we can remember this chrismon symbol. Okay, what's your question?
Is October 10th a sacrificing day for the Celts too?
No, thank goodness your birthday has nothing to do with the sacrifices of the Celts. So thank you.